This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to the Full-Time Moms Podcast.
I'm Sarah, a type A mom who is a high school math teacher.
And I'm Grace, a type B mom and kindergarten teacher turned stay-at-home mom.
We do motherhood differently, but we're here to support each other and you. Hey, Grace, how's it going?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I'm excited for our second episode.
I know. I feel like it's coming a little more naturally. We're getting into the swing of it. It's exciting stuff.
Hopefully, everyone liked our last episode, but if any parts were cringe, just know we will get better.
Yeah, it's getting better and better. That's what I'm hoping. I'm like, oh, I hope people start listening like on the fifth episode because we'll just be a lot more used to it.
Well, that kind of wrecks my business plan. So maybe not the fifth, but just hang in there
now
with
good.
Us,
now
please.
Good. Yeah. It's just like some TV series. When you start, you're like, oh, the first three episodes are really hard to get through. And then you just kind of get into it.
Yes. Hopefully it doesn't take us as long as the TV show The Office. Have you ever rewatched that first season? The entire first season, I want to like hide under a blanket.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's hard. It's hard to watch.
So hopefully we improve faster than that.
Yeah, totally. Speaking of, have you been watching Severance?
No, I have not. I feel like I've heard that word, like swirling about, but haven't seen it. Don't really know anything about it.
Okay. What about, did you watch the Gabby Petito?
No, but funny enough, I was talking to Colin earlier and he was telling me how one of his coworkers wanted him to watch something on Netflix. Not that, but some movie. Well, I guess, is it a movie? I don't know. But something that's not that. And so he's borrowing his coworker's Netflix account. That's coworkers canceling at the end of the month. So I do want to try to watch that within the
okay,
next few
I
days.
Wasn't sure if you were like a true crime girly, so I
I'm
wasn't
not,
sure if you'd be interested.
But yeah. I do feel like when that whole thing was happening, I don't know where I was checking in, but I was checking in.
Yeah, that was hard to watch. It's one of those things that's like, I don't even know what the point of it was watching it was, where because it was just hard to watch. Yeah,
so
you'll have to let me know what you think
about
that.
What do you recommend?
I do feel that there was no new information. So I guess I kind of went into it hoping like we'd like learn more, there'd be something new, and there just wasn't. It was just what we already knew when it was happening in real time. So would I recommend? I don't know. There's more like, you know, joyful things probably to watch. But sure. I mean, if you're intrigued, sure. And there is like a good, you know, her mom has really created a platform where she's hoping to help other victims of domestic violence. And so I think that that's, you know, the good that she's trying to make out of the horrific situation. And last but not least, have you heard of or seen, I don't know what streaming services you guys watch, but it's called Paradise. It's on Hulu.
No, right now all that we have is Amazon Prime.
What have I been watching on Prime lately? Okay. Anyway, Paradise is intriguing. I'll keep filling you in as I
like.
See
what's
more.
The gist, though?
The gist is.
Are they like in paradise? You can't say like.
I really can't give it away because it's like the whole first episode. You think you know what's happening, and then the last like 1 minute, you're like, wait, what? So I don't really want to say because then the first episode will be ruined.
So, like, what genre are we talking here? Not reality TV, I'm guessing.
No. It's not. No, it's not like, what are those shows?
This isn't Paradise Bachelor in Paradise.
Right, Bachelor, right. No. It's like, it's like action-y, thriller-y, I'd say.
Yeah, I don't love being stressed.
No, it's stressful. Yeah.
I'm out. Good thing I don't have Hulu, thank goodness.
Yep. Because you wouldn't be able to avoid watching it if you did.
Oh, man.
Okay, tell me what went on this week. What are your yays and nays?
Oh, well, this week was off to a rough start because my period started. And I feel like normally I feel like I am, I don't know, pretty like level, I guess you could say. And I track my cycle on an app, but like my period starts and okay. And it's not like the day before I'm like, oh dear, I know it's coming because I'm acting like a crazy person. Hmm. However, this week I was a crazy person for a day, and then my period started the next day, and I was like, oh dear. So we were off to a rocky start.
Yeah.
And then so I'm starting with nays, if you can't tell. So from there, both of my girls got colds, and I feel like we never took them to the doctor because they didn't really ever have a fever, but I just feel like it was a really bad cold, and it was just lasting, I don't know, for days and days and days. I feel like 5 days. I feel like just today they were really starting to feel better, and luckily you can't see me because I'm wearing the same sweatshirt that I've been wearing almost the entire time they've been sick, because the sweatshirt is just disgusting. Because sometimes, you know, a Kleenex isn't as accessible as it needs to be.
And their snot's about to drip into their mouth.
Yeah, and it's like, well, this is now the sweatshirt that I'm wearing. until they're better and I'm washing it. But don't worry, I do still shower.
Of course.
But this sweatshirt is not clean. But I think tomorrow's its day.
Yeah, it's wash time.
To get washed. Yeah, after like we're doing better. Great. So yeah. So, I mean, if there's any clips from this episode, don't judge me, my sweatshirt. So those are my biggest nays. Something, though, that I want to mention, Grace, that I want some advice on, is I feel like kind of also falls in the nay category, but not as severely as my children being sick, is I feel like my oldest hasn't been listening as well lately. And yeah, we're kind of, I feel like, a little bit at a loss. I'm sure I could read some, like, you know, blogs or something about it, but why do that when I can ask you?
But yeah, I'm not an expert. I am not at all an expert.
But I will say, like, one thing, though, that just, like, made me laugh so hard the other night is we were cleaning up toys before bed, and she wasn't listening with helping and stuff. And so normally before bed, if she does a good job with brushing her teeth, then we let her watch one episode of Bluey before we read books and go to bed. And so I told her, like, if we don't get these toys cleaned up, like, quickly, we won't have time to watch a Bluey episode tonight. And she proceeded to tell me, that's okay, I'm really tired anyways.
Okay.
So,
like, no problem.
So that didn't work.
Yeah.
But one thing I am planning to do is I feel like one thing that's just kind of hard in general when your kids are sick is that likely, you know, you're probably just staying at home and
everyone's playing getting with a little the same old toys.
Yeah, yeah, getting a little stir crazy and stuff. Like, I'm sure my patience at times could be better than it is. And so one thing I do want to do once she, like, fully gets feeling better is I do want to just do a little one-on-one date and go get some ice cream together. I feel like we don't do that sort of thing very often, and I feel like it would be good for us to just spend some one-on-one time and, I don't know, just, yeah, have a little bit of time together, just the two of us. So I have that planned for whenever she's, like, you know, whenever we don't need my sweatshirt sleeve anymore,
sure,
basically.
Right. Totally.
Because, I mean, I have some standards. Like, I'm not going to do that at the ice cream place.
Right.
So, so yeah, I do have that planned, but any other advice?
Well, I think that
ideas?
Kind of goes along, like, this is something that you could do even when you're at home sick, is kind of goes along with what Big Little Feeling says for, like, they talk about the 10-minute miracle. Have you heard? I don't know if you follow them. Do you follow Big Little Feelings, or do you?
I think I may have at one point. I don't think I do okay. currently.
Yeah. So one of the things that they always suggest is the 10-minute miracle. And this, like, oh my gosh, Graham loves this. I just tell him, okay, it's special mom and Graham time. We have 10 minutes. And I set the timer. He loves a good timer. And he gets to choose whatever we do. And I'm like all in. Like, there's no starting the dryer. There's no checking my phone. There's no, and it sounds like, I know it doesn't sound like a big deal, but like, I do feel like I constantly have a lot of things to do. And I do this like during my baby's nap time. So we have like really, he has really undivided attention and it's super fun. Like, I just think that he likes getting it. And they say that it's really important, like, to put a name on it, which I'm sure you would too. Like, yeah, it's similar to going out to get ice cream, right? It's just like, okay, we're going to do a special mom and Nora date and we're grabbing ice cream, whatever. But, yeah, I think that makes a big difference. The other thing, I've been reading a book lately that's called The Way of Play. Highly recommend. Cannot recommend enough. It's a brand new parenting book. It's by the same authors. Oof. I'm pretty sure it's one of the authors that did Whole Brain Child. And the other author wrote another great parenting book. I can't remember now. I should have looked that up. But
maybe we can put it in our story. Like,
oh my gosh,
we,
yes,
we aren't gonna make any money off of it. We're not,
of course,
you know,
not, but like, I highly recommend. I just, when I say I'm reading, I just finished it, and it is my one of my favorite parenting books I've read, of the like 40 that I've read. But it just talks about how a child's brain is wired to play, and one of the ways to like encourage, quote unquote, like, you know, listening, cooperation, whatever, is just like to have fun. And my husband is so naturally good at this, but reading this book has made me be like, okay, I need to do this so much better. Like, an example of like, we need to pick up the toys would be like, Skylar's so good at being like, okay, let's pretend like we're playing basketball and shoot them in here, or fly like a bird to go pick up those toys, or oh, I bet you can't hit me with the Lego in my belly. And then he's like, oh, you know, like, fangs.
Yeah.
Like, he has so much fun. And yeah, this book just talks about the science that goes into or behind the power of playing with kids. And I have just like really tried to do that. And I'm just like, okay, everything's a game. Everything's a game. And it does not, again, come overly naturally to me. But I do feel like if things are getting escalated and I can make Graham laugh, like, I mean, it's definitely not 100%, but he is more likely to comply. But yeah, I do feel, okay, do you feel like this is a, like, when you say it's, like, more recent, did you, I guess I'm just thinking my 4-year-old is kind of, sort of, a little bit coming out of that. Like, I felt like 3 was really difficult, and now that he's 4, mm-hmm. it's, like, getting slightly better. Are you, like, seeing the opposite? Like, are you thinking, like, oh, okay, 4 is getting trickier, or, like, what are you thinking? I don't know.
I feel like not even anything to that scale of like feeling like it's getting a lot harder or something, but I just feel like there's been times more recently when I feel like I would ask her to do something and like normally she would do it, and now okay. it's and now
she's
she
pushing the boundaries. She's
so
like,
I almost
I'm
feel
to
like
see what
yes
the boundaries are.
Yes, I think she's, I think that's 100% it. I think she's trying to see, yeah,
how far she can go.
Exactly.
Yeah, but, well, you'll have to let us know how the ice cream date goes if you feel like that.
Yes. Yeah, I think that'll be good. I think that I feel like I've heard before. I almost feel like I've, for some reason, was thinking it was like 20 minutes of one-on-one time a day should be a goal. But maybe
that's
maybe
too.
It is 10. Ten sounds,
I think 10 just
more
seems
doable.
A little more. Yeah, exactly. Especially when it's like, I'm one that's just like, not overly great at like imaginative play. Like, I'm just like, oh, great. It's sometimes fun.
If you think you're not, I'd say I'm worse than that.
But it's just like, okay, we're still pretending to be ninjas. And like 5 minutes feels like an eternity sometimes. So anyway, 10 minutes I feel like is doable.
Yeah. And I definitely feel like one-on-one time, I feel like I know how important and valuable it is.
Totally.
Just feel like you know, sometimes it's hard when your child is not an only child.
Yeah, totally.
So, but yeah, so I'm so glad that you read parenting books, because I appreciate your insights.
Well, thank you. I'm not very good at retaining the information. I have at one point thought, oh, you should like make a spreadsheet of all the amazing things that I learned from these amazing books. But alas, I haven't. So all you get is the most recent one that I've read, because that's all I
can. That's great. And then you can listen back to episode 2 6 months from now. And
yeah, perfect. Remember. Great. Perfect. Yeah, great.
So yeah, those are my nays for the week. What about you, Grace?
My nay is that one of my best stay-at-home mom friends that lives just up the street is moving. And I am devastated about this. It's literally only 30 minutes away. But I have been really actually sad about this. I'm so happy for her. It's the neighborhood that she wanted. It's her, like, you know, the perfect house with the, like, right in her budget. Like, it's perfect for her. And I'm so excited for them. I'm just, I love being in close proximity of my friends. It's just so nice that I can pop over. She can drop something off. The kids can come over real quick. We can meet at the park, like right in between us. And it's just really nice to be able to do things like spontaneously and quickly. And yeah, I'm going to really miss that when it's, you know, a 30 or 40 minute drive. And I know we'll still hang out. You know, we dedicate Wednesdays to each other. We always hang out on Wednesdays. And we'll do that. We'll meet in the middle. I'll go to her house. She'll come to mine. It's not a big deal. 30 minutes is fine. But yeah, I'm really going to miss her being close. And I'm also insecure. No, not really. But it's like, oh, she's going to meet, you know, she's moving into a brand new subdivision where I just know there's going to be like all these, I'm being a little vulnerable here because I wish I didn't feel this way, but it's like, there's going to be all these new young families and she's going to start meeting all these moms that do live close to her with all these kids. And her kids are going to go to school with new kids. And it's just like, oh, I really hope that we're still able to make time for each other. And I know we will. I hope that we will, I should say. But yeah, I'd be lying if I didn't say that, like, I'm feeling like I hope that we continue our friendship, even though she's going to be meeting new people in her new neighborhood. So that's a little bit of a bummer, but I am excited for her. Like, my happiness for her outweighs my sadness about her moving.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, I definitely feel like, you know, it'll take more effort, obviously, to see each other. But yeah, hopefully. And I feel like you said, you guys already consistently see each other on Wednesdays. And so hopefully that can continue, and maybe like the running over to drop something off probably won't be happening as often. But
yeah,
I feel like you guys have a good like foundation, just in the sense of like you already regularly make plans together once a week. So
yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, sorry.
let's hear some yays. Let's move on to some yays.
All right. Well, something that's been a yay for me is, I'd say even before my girls being sick this past week, I feel like the past couple weeks or so, I feel like they've just been getting along more. And I wouldn't necessarily say, I know, I wouldn't necessarily say that it's like they weren't getting along well before. I would more say that my oldest wasn't as interested.
Okay.
And my younger daughter. But I mean, I've joked that like my oldest should have like was born to be an only child.
Same. No, I'm just kidding. I love my brothers.
Yeah, I don't know. Did we mention that? We probably didn't mention that last episode, that you and I are both the oldest in our family.
Yes, with only brothers. Brother, yeah. Singular for you, multiple brothers for me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We want to kind of get into sibling stuff in another episode.
Oh yeah. But we totally will. Yeah.
But yeah, I just feel like they've been getting along more. And the other day, my husband had texted me when he was at dance for my oldest. And he told me, I actually put it on my Instagram because I didn't want to forget about it. But that my oldest came out to get some water, and both of them gave each other a hug. And my oldest said to my other daughter, "Thank you, Shay. I wish you could be in dance class with me."
Aww.
And talk about like almost making me want to cry at work.
Aww.
I was just like, oh my goodness. Yeah. So it just, you know, obviously, like, warms my heart as their mom that, I mean, I feel like Shay, my youngest, has always been into Nora and what she's up to and copying her and whatnot. But just seeing that be, like, reciprocated a little bit more, yeah, just warms my heart because I think that I would assume all parents want or hope for their children to have a close relationship.
Totally.
But I will have to say, similar, like, on the same note of the two of them, the other night they were giving each other a really nice hug before bed, and I didn't say anything, and my oldest goes, "We're getting used to each other." And
when Shay's like almost two.
Yeah. So if you're feeling discouraged that your children haven't, I don't know, bonded as you would hope, or
it might take 2 years.
Yeah, or they're not as close as you would like them to be. It may take some time.
Yeah.
It looks like my family may have taken 2 years.
2 years. Okay.
I'm sure some families would be less time, maybe. Sure. Some are longer, but don't give up hope because they're probably just getting used to each other still.
Yeah. So. Great. That's encouraging.
Yeah. What about you, Grace?
My yay is... Okay, well, two things. First, I got a job. Another job. Well, a job. Well, I have. I got a job. And I am going to be the newest employee at the gym daycare. Yeah.
Again, if we had a soundboard, we would be clapping. Yay,
cheering, clapping. Yes. No, it's very exciting to be able to take your kids with you to work and get a free gym membership. So...
That is exciting.
That's, yeah. And they only need me, I think they're just going to need me like 12 hours a week or something. So it's great. I'm looking forward to it. I went in and met the ladies that work there and they all seem super nice. So I'm excited to, you know, meet some new mom friends, talk to some adults during the day. And I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, that's just kind of a random, you know, just as a stay-at-home mom on a budget, I'm just always looking for... couple extra side hustles on the side of being a mom. So yeah, looking forward to adding another one to my repertoire.
It's a good thing that you told me about this before we started recording, because when you told me, I was in like complete shock, only because like our previous conversation had been about you canceling your gym membership. So going from canceling to like, oh, and now I work there, like,
okay.
I was in complete shock.
Okay. In my defense, what happened was I got a membership, and then when I got on to schedule childcare at the gym, there was no availability. So I was like, well, then I'm canceling. Like, there's no point. I got a membership at this gym so I can take my kids with me. So I canceled. And when I called corporate to cancel, they were like, oh, yeah, they're really understaffed at that daycare. Because they were like, why are you canceling? I was like, there's no childcare available. And they said, oh, yeah, they're just understaffed at that location. And I was like, oh. So what you're saying is
they're hiring.
Yes. So I did cancel, but I am soon to get 2 free memberships. So looking forward to that. My next yay is big milestone in the life of any mother, except for Sarah, because she's anti-Costco. And that is that my baby is now sitting up independently. And therefore, you know what that means, ladies. Y'all know what that means. My boys sit next to each other in the Costco shopping cart. Yay, another thrilling
yay. I get another clapping.
Another clapping. Very exciting. The cutest thing ever. I might even have to post that to our Instagram because I have waited. Like, side note, it took me much longer to get pregnant with my second than I wanted it to. Like, I was hoping for a 2-year gap. My boys are 4 years apart. And I would take my son in as a 3-year-old to Costco and be so sad about that empty seat next to him. Mm. And I would see all these other moms with their 2 kids sitting next to each other in the cart. And yeah, it makes me really happy to see them sitting next to each other. So I'm a little joking that it's a milestone, but it means a lot to me, and it's just cute to see them next to each other. And as long as my 4-year-old can take it easy on his aggressive love towards his brother, then I think we'll be good.
I feel like you for sure need to share a photo because that sounds adorable.
I will.
I can't believe that your youngest is just big enough, though, to sit in a cart.
He was like just born. He was literally born yesterday. What's happening?
Yeah. So I feel like that seems kind of crazy, but... Totally.
No, it's crazy.
I mean, picker didn't happen, though, so...
Yeah, good point. Okay, sweet. I'll definitely post it. Although, when I took that picture, I realized that my oldest needed a haircut desperately, so I'm, like, slightly embarrassed by his, like, kind of wild hair. But it's fine. That's part of being a four-year-old.
You're going to go back to Costco.
Great point. I should give him a fresh cut and take him back just for that, just for the pick.
Well, no, but like, how often do you go? I don't know.
Yeah, Sarah, do you want to go into detail about how you hate Costco?
I mean, I'm just not really one to pay Sarah's money just to so shop. Unique.
But Sarah, yeah, this you is can another pay for prime your
example of. Like, I say this obviously jokingly, but, like, how I'm kind of a hipster.
Yeah. You're just too cool for Costco.
There's just, like, some, like, mainstream things that's, like, nope. Not for me.
You're just, like, above it?
No, not that I'm above it. I just need to be different.
Right. Okay. You got the need for differentiation. Okay. All right. I mean... Yeah. Okay, I'll go into my Costco lecture later, but I'm going to get you to convert to Costcoism. I really am.
I think they're building one in my town. Like, when I say think, I think I'm 95% sure.
Wait, where? Oh, my gosh, that's so exciting. You have to go. I'll tell you all the details. I'm going to make a spreadsheet for you, even though I'm, like, not a math person, and you are going to understand. Okay, just for the gas, Sarah, you will make... So, not make money, you will save. I'm like, you wouldn't believe it. They pay
you
to put gas
in
your
car. Because of comments like that, Grace. Yeah. You're not the only person that thinks like, that way.
No, seriously. I'm so serious, though. By the end of, what year is this? Yeah, by the end of this year, 2025, like by December, you will have a Costco membership.
So I will be honest here that if they're giving with the one that, like I said, I'm pretty dang sure, like 95% sure they're opening one in my town. So if that's the case, I am just kind of like hoping that, like, you know, maybe they're giving some away for free. Like, if they give one away for free, yeah, sure, I'll get one.
I don't think that's a thing.
Oh, well, sounds like it's not for me then.
Okay, but you get like 2% back on everything that you buy, and it pays for your next year's membership. So you, like, it's like free. Mm-hmm. Contemplating. Okay, I'll teach you about it off air.
Okay, yeah, we can get into this more later.
Okay.
Everyone else listening probably already has a Costco membership.
Yeah, right, totally.
We'll
have to
do a survey or something.
Yeah,
if I'm the
totally.
Only one that doesn't have one.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. No, there's probably people. I mean, if you don't live close to one, yeah, it doesn't make sense. And well, if you don't have kids, it might not make sense. I mean, I still think it does. But, you know, it's a lot of bulk. But still, even if you're not buying bulk, there's great deals, high quality stuff, you know.
You never know when there will be another toilet paper shortage.
You never know. You never know. All right, Sarah, what are we talking about this week?
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
So today we are talking about how moms can support moms. I feel like a lot of the times with moms, there can be a lot of judgment. Whether I feel like that basically starts almost from like the very beginning of having your baby, whether that be if you're breastfeeding or bottle feeding or doing a combination of both, or Grace, how you and I are different with you working inside of your home as well as having some side hustles and me working outside of my home. But yeah, I just feel like there's even more even beyond that. you know, whether you homeschool or your kids go to public school or they go to a charter school. Like, I just feel like there's lots of different choices that we as moms can make that can sometimes potentially feel, I don't know, like judgment from different groups. And so we really just today want to focus on how moms can support each other, no matter what different labels of like what type of mom they may be, or yeah, just like what different choices they're making that are best for their individual family.
Totally. And so we kind of thought of this topic because, well, I'm only 6 months, 7 months ish postpartum, and the support that I have felt from my friends has just been overwhelming. Like, it literally makes me cry occasionally because I just feel so grateful that my friends have been there for us during the transition from 1 to 2 kids and just being postpartum in general, and having a very needy baby and a toddler adjusting to being a sibling. And it was just a really hard time for us. Like, those first 3 months, I really just, like, I don't even have the words for how hard it was for me. I'm feeling really good now, if anyone cares. But yeah, those first 3 months just, like, really, really were really, really hard for me. And one of my friends, I wish I remembered who it was. One of my friends posted something to their story that was originally from a creator called @usually.ellie, and we'll repost it on our Instagram to give her credit for this. But it's kind of like a poem, and it's entitled Things Moms Say to One Another That Also Mean I Love You. And when I read this, I just felt so emotional, so grateful for all the moms in my life that have said these things to me. So should I go ahead and read those things off, Sarah?
Please do. Please do.
Okay.
It's so good.
I really hope I don't cry. Okay. Here's the things that they say to each other that mean I love you. We're on to the next size and have extra size 4 diapers if you want them. Here's the candid photo of you two playing together. We have extra snacks. I hear you. It's such a tough stage. I agree. This stage is the best yet. We're headed to the park in an hour if you want to join. How is she doing with her molars coming in? Can we watch the monitor so you can sneak in a date night? Have you experienced this? I would love any advice you have. No rush to reply, just checking in to see if last night went better. Sorry for the delay, we're having one of those days. I thought of you and we saw the sticker book. This photo popped up from last year. Look how much they've grown. Look how much we've grown. Let's try to get the kids together soon. I miss them. Let's get together soon without the kids. I miss you. Don't apologize for canceling. We've been there too. I absolutely love those, and I've had so many of these said to me. I especially get, like, so emotional thinking about when it says, like, I hope you had a better night. I hope last night went better. I had one friend in particular where this helped me so much postpartum, where she would, like, before we went to sleep, she'd be like, I hope that tonight goes better. Let me know how it goes in the morning. And that meant so much to me because I forgot, like, between, like, 4 years went by between the time that I had newborns, and I forgot how draining those sleepless nights are and how exhausting they were. And every night I would just get a little anxiety just thinking, like, oh my gosh, how much sleep am I going to get? How's it going to go? And to have her checking in with me meant so much to me. And all these other things, you know, I've brought extra diapers to my friends, and my friends have dropped off diapers on my porch, and just checking in with each other all the time, and just, it just means so much.
Yeah, speaking of, like, the diapers specifically, I don't know if you'll remember this or not, Grace, but my oldest is about a month or so younger than Grace's oldest. And, you know, my husband's a bigger guy. He's 6'3". And so for some reason, I thought I was going to be having some, like, ginormous baby. So, you know, I didn't have any newborn diapers at all. And because, you know, I wasn't going to need them. And like, in my mind, I would like to think I didn't just, like, tell you. It was like, yeah, so I don't have any newborn diapers. I'm an unprepared mom. But I just remember that we went from the hospital to your house to get, because your son wasn't in newborn diapers anymore. He was a month old.
Yeah.
So I just remember driving from your house, or excuse me, from the hospital to your house to pick up your leftover newborn diapers and then home with my baby. And
I did not realize, did I say hi or did I just leave him on the porch? I did not realize you were coming from the hospital. Wow. Okay. Well, that's great.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, that time, I do remember
it's all a blur
that happening, but like the specifics of whether or not I got out of the car when I couldn't walk, I'd say doubtful.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah.
But yeah, obviously, it still does mean a lot to me, but I feel like it also, like, the fact that I do remember that at a time where life is a blur. I think speaks to how much that meant to me.
Yeah. And it's really like in those times where you just need it the most that it feels like, obviously that's not obvious, but it's just, you feel so grateful. And there's, so, you know, I could list off a million things that you've done to support me, but when I found out that my second was a boy, I was stoked. I mean, I was stoked. I was excited for the brotherhood and everything. But I was like, oh, I'm not going to get like a little sprinkle or anything, like a shower, you know, like I'm not going to get, I guess I thought if I have a girl, maybe like my friends will do like a little shower for me because I don't have any girl stuff or whatever. And when I found out that I was having a boy, I was like, oh, okay, like I have boy clothes, like it's fine, like no one's going to throw me a party. And you totally did. You and a couple of my friends like got together and threw me the cutest little, what did we call it? Oh, nesting party. Mm-hmm. And that was another way that like all of my friends showed up. Like you made amazing food and everyone showed up to help clean and stock my freezer and bring diapers. And that I think is like the most supportive that I felt like from my friends. But yeah, you headed that up even though I was thinking like, oh, no one's going to do anything for me. And it just really, really means a lot to see people show up for you in that way.
Well, I mean, I also think regardless of if you're having another baby and it's the same gender as your previous baby, I also just think all babies deserve to be celebrated. I think that should totally be a thing. And I think first of all, it speaks to how great of a friend you are to all of the people around you. But just like how many of your friends wanted to be there. Like I don't remember how many people were there, but I feel like it felt like a lot to me in like the most amazing way.
Yeah. And I was like, are you sure you guys want to be here scrubbing my floors? Like this is a little crazy. But they do. Like that's the thing, is they're all moms. Well, some of them aren't even moms, but they still want to show up for each other. Like they want to be here to help, and that meant a lot. It was hard for me like humble myself. Like I was like a little mortified about the state of my chaotic, filthy home. But people don't care. Like they were just like, we're just happy to help. And that's just so meaningful.
Happy to help, happy to celebrate you and your baby for sure. Yeah. One of the other things that you read off was, here's a candid photo of you two playing. Mm. And first of all, that's one that I need to do more for. Same. For my friends. But I just love that so much. We made, well, Grace, thank you. Grace made a little video to go along with our trailer. And there's a clip of me and my husband with our youngest at her first birthday party. And I, unfortunately, off the top of my head, don't remember who took that video for me and sent it. But I feel like there's been multiple occasions that were like, yeah, like I'm, thankfully, you know, in the moment of whatever it is with my kids, and I don't even notice that someone is capturing that for me. But yeah, I don't know why I'm feeling so emotional, but I mean, just because that's like a moment that I'm so glad that I can look back on. Yeah, with my daughter.
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely need more moms.
Also, I am still on my period. But. Yeah,
no,
that'll.
No, it's good. It's yeah, I know it means a lot to see those photos and videos of us doing what we love and just being so involved in motherhood.
Yeah, so I think like all of those things that Grace shared are like maybe even some of them could be an idea of something that maybe you haven't, you know, reached out to a friend. Like, for example, like it's actually like my husband's cousin recently had a baby, and I know she has like a lot of family in town this weekend, so I was planning on like texting her in a few days to just like check in and see how things are going. But yeah, like I love that about like just checking in to see how last night went. Like that's something for me personally I probably wouldn't think to text a friend.
Yeah, me either.
But yeah, I think that's amazing, and hopefully this may give you some ideas of ways to support another mom that's in your life. One thing that I want to mention, not to toot my own horn, but when Grace was pregnant with her youngest, Grace came over and we meal prepped some lasagnas together.
That was so fun.
And it was so fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And so it's like, yeah, not only did we get the memories, like, I remember I was feeling, like, really crappy that day, but I still enjoyed myself. Like, I remember driving up and being like, oh, I don't know. I wasn't even that pregnant. Well, I probably was 8 months pregnant, I guess.
No, you anyway, were.
Anyway, oh my gosh.
I feel like it was, like, 2 weeks before you had the baby. It might have been. It wasn't that far in advance.
I was, like,
really,
waddling
I should have been doing
house.
All
was,
of the lasagnas.
No. But the point is that, like, I brought my whole family, and obviously your whole family was there, and it was just enjoyable. Like, our kids and husbands hung out, and, like, you and I both love cooking, and it was just fun to be together and to see how, like, precisely you measure everything. I was like, wow, okay, this is something else. No, but it was just, like, it was fun. So not only did I have the amazing lasagnas to later heat up when, you know, it's chaotic with a newborn, but I also have just the memories and like enjoying time together. So that was really, really fun.
Yeah, I thought that was a really fun day. And we each made two with the idea of like we were going to cook one that night for dinner. That way, like,
oh, that's right. Yeah.
You've been cooking for a chunk of the day because yeah. That sounds a little more dramatic than it was, right. But a chunk of time.
Yeah.
And then you have one later when you need it. And and maybe that even means like, I don't know, 5 weeks after you've had the baby and
sure.
You know, people probably aren't really bringing meals over
right.
anymore
yeah.
and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Can I share two more ways that I felt supported during my postpartum?
Oh,
just barely.
Please do.
Is that okay? Okay. Because that's just, I think we're kind of just like throwing out ideas because I think we all want to be more supportive, but sometimes just like, it doesn't work out to text and be like, hey, how can I help you? Like that just, it just, yeah. You know, it doesn't work out great. Always,
I have done
right?
that
like,
before.
No, and I'm not saying that. And like with some friends, it works better. Like some friends would be like, oh my gosh, could you please whatever it could be, but I just think like in general for me I'm just kind of like, oh no, we're good. Like it's just I don't
yeah
you know it's hard
or
to ask for
you
help.
May not even know how to put
yeah.
into words what it
yes.
is that you need
totally. And honestly, like a lot of the time it's just like, why don't you call me, like just give me a call and we'll like a lot of the time it's just that, like it's just like I'm just like a little tired, I'm overwhelmed, like whatever, I would love to talk to an adult, like whatever it is, like for me a lot of the time it's just like why don't we just chat or whatever. But I was gonna say another thing that like a bunch of my neighbors did when I had the baby, it was super funny because before I had the baby, I have like three neighbors that like, right, my son can literally walk to their house. I live in a cul-de-sac. My three mom neighbors are my little besties that live near me, so you know it's just convenient. And they were like, oh, let us know, you can send over Graham, my oldest, you can send Graham over anytime when you have the baby. And I remember being like, sorry if y'all are listening, but like a little bummed out, slightly maybe irritated by that, because I was like, no, like I don't want my 4-year-old to leave my side. Like he's been my little bestie for 4 years. Like I was having a really hard time like fathoming adding another baby to our family. And I was like, no, like that's not going to be helpful to me at all. Like I genuinely thought that. And boy, was I wrong. When the baby came along, it was just a lot. I mean, Graham, it was just a very hard adjustment for everybody. But having my neighbors have Graham over for a literal hour, like I'm talking like 6 hours, like on a set, you know, like some of the kids are like in kindergarten or whatever. Oh, but part of it was I had the baby during the summer, right? So the kids were home. That's, I was like, wait, why are they over there all the time? But it was just really nice because they didn't they didn't ever text me and be like, hey, do you want to send Graham over? I mean, maybe occasionally, but more often I'd be like, Graham, why don't you go knock on doors and see if anyone can play? And he would. And like an hour later, I'd text and be like, hey, how's it going? And they'd be like, oh, totally great. We're doing great. I'm feeding him lunch. And that, like, I would literally cry. I mean, you know, postpartum, you're just hormonal anyway. But I would just start crying because I was like, that's so nice that I can just feed the baby, put him to bed, take a shower, like, and not have to be, because I was so concerned about one-on-one time with my oldest, making sure that he felt loved and like I wasn't like spending too much time oohing and aahing over the baby. And so anyway, this is a long-winded way to just say it was so nice to have my oldest spend hours upon hours upon days with my neighbors for that first little bit. And now the kids are back in school, and luckily now I'm able to return the favor, like on President's Day or whenever they didn't have school, I had one of them over all day long and we had the best time. And it's like, okay, great. The baby now takes regular naps and has these wake windows that, you know, like now we're like into the swing of having a baby. I can finally reciprocate. But I think that's another thing about having, like, being able to support moms is that it's just seasons. Just when I was freshly postpartum, was not able to support moms very well. Like I would have liked to, like I had a good friend that had a baby around the same time as me. And I really had dreams of taking her dinner and sitting and chatting and blah, blah, blah. It never happened. And she was totally understanding of that, of course, because it's just like, that's just kind of a wild time in somebody's life. But yeah, I just think like sometimes we're able to, and I have two really good friends that aren't moms, and they supported me so amazingly well after I had this baby. And now when they have kids later, I'll be able to reciprocate that. And I just think that it's amazing. And so, yeah, so I guess it's not even necessarily moms supporting moms as much as it is families supporting families, women supporting women, whatever you want it to be. But yeah, I just feel super grateful for that.
Yeah, I have a friend who's due with her second in this coming July, actually, like literally the same due date as you had, strangely enough. But that, unfortunately, like we don't live down the street from each other. Mm-hmm. So it definitely would take a little bit more effort, but I definitely am hoping that I can have our oldest over for like, I don't know, some longer-ish play dates. Because I also feel like, you know, you need that time with your baby to bond with them as well. And I feel like that was something that I really struggled with when I had my second, is I just feel like I was putting my baby down, like, oh, my baby's asleep, I'm gonna lay her down because I need to either, you know, just actually take care of my older one, or just, you know, I don't want her to feel neglected and like I need to be playing with her and stuff. So I definitely feel like that can be challenging. I think it's different for a lot of moms what transition is the hardest for them, whether that be like 0 to 1 kids, 1 to 2 kids, 2 to 3 kids, etc. And I think probably a lot of that also has to do with the age gaps that you have between your kids. But I know for me personally, 1 to 2 was a really challenging transition. Yeah. And I think a lot of that probably had to do with, just feeling like, you know, my oldest still needs me 24/7. And now I also have a baby that needs me 24/7 as well.
Yes.
It's challenging. Yeah. But we definitely can try to help each other as much as we can. I know something that I feel like I have tried to do with friends is, I actually just called one of my friends a few nights ago, and she's not necessarily in the thick of having babies, but she is in the thick of being a small business owner and having 2 kids and, you know, just the thick of normal motherhood. Yeah. And I called her just because we hadn't caught up in a while and she didn't answer. And I just sent her a quick text and was like, hey, just calling to chat. You don't need to call me back. I'm just thinking about you.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, kind of, I feel like similar-ish to last episode talking about like maintaining friendships. I feel like life is crazy and busy, and probably we aren't able to connect with our friends as much as we'd like to. But even just letting someone know that you're thinking about them, you care about them,
yeah,
I think can mean a lot.
So you found this article from theeverymom.com. Do you want to tell us about that?
Sure, yeah. So it was just a, I have it pulled up here on my computer, but like a personal story that was shared. And the mom's just talking about how one of her kids, after a workout class, you know, was kind of losing it, as we all have personal experience with. And that there was another woman that saw her and saw that she was struggling and went straight just into wanting to help that mom and started talking to the kid and asking like, oh, can we count the stairs together? And just that other woman seeing a mom who is in need in the moment and not being there to like judge the mom or the child with the behavior that's happening, but instead just wanting to be a helper and seeing and just showing kindness to that mom and that child. And there were a few other examples in the article as well that I just want to highlight really quick. But she also shared, like, she says, I will never forget a new friend who dropped off muffins to me after I gave birth, because those weren't just muffins. They were another mother saying to me, I know what this is like, and I want you to know I'm here. And then it also goes on to say, the time I broke down crying to a friend about a challenge we were having with one of my kids. It wasn't just a good person listening to me. It was another mother saying, this is hard for me too. You are not alone in this. But I just feel like there's a few other examples about even something as simple as, you know, you seeing parents with a stroller and opening doors for them. Because, again, we've all been there trying to get through a door with our stroller. No small task. Making lactation cookies for another friend. Something that I actually thought of, though, specific with the thought of a child, you know, kind of losing it. I feel like kind of makes me think of the grocery store, whether that be something I've personally experienced or I feel like I've observed. Maybe Costco somehow fixes that as well, but I feel like meltdowns,
it yeah, it definitely does.
Meltdowns, I don't know, seem to happen at the grocery store.
Yeah.
I don't know, I feel like you hear stories about like a mom, or maybe not necessarily even a mom, but saying to the mom who, you know, is obviously struggling in the grocery store, like, you're doing a great job. Even I feel like validation from a stranger that like chaos is ensuing, but as moms, like, we're doing a great job and we're doing a great job.
I can't decide if that would annoy me.
Oh.
Like, I don't know.
You can say it to me. If you see me at the grocery store, you can say it to me.
I just can't decide. It probably depends on, like, usually I'm pretty good at like remaining calm, but if I was like frustrated enough, I might be like, screw off, don't tell me I'm doing a good job. But at the same, like, I don't know, it could go either way. Like, someone could say that and I'd be like, thank you so much. So it really, it's very dependent.
So it
on
depends on the day. So yeah, maybe a little risky for that scenario.
I don't know, but yeah.
I will have to say, though, my dad was telling me a story one time about him being at the grocery store and observing, you know,
the chaos.
Some child getting a little upset.
Sure.
Because, you know, they wanted, I don't know what it was, but like Oreos, let's say.
Sure.
And my dad told me that what the mom did was that the mom said, oh, let me take a picture of this. And when I go to make the grocery store, or like when I go to make the grocery store list, we'll maybe put it on. And so that like helped the child calm down, because I was like, totally. Okay, this might get on the list in the future. My mom took a picture, so she's not gonna forget.
She validated that I wanted it, so she knows I wanted it.
Yes. Yeah. And I will have to say, And I think my dad also did say that he did tell the mom she was doing a good job.
So. She probably appreciated it. She was probably like, thanks so much.
So hopefully that went over okay.
No, the amount of photos that I have of Graham holding stuff at the grocery store is unparalleled. I mean, it's just unmatched. Luckily, he forgets. Like, he never says, like, let's look at all the pictures you've taken of me at the store. But I haven't deleted them because it's just kind of, like, funny to go through. It's, like, the things that he wanted. I don't know.
Yeah. But, yeah, I definitely feel like I have personally, sounds like Grace does it as well. I feel like the scenario at my house, though, is less grocery store and more like, I want this. Let me take a photo of it. We can see if we want to ask Santa for it.
Yeah. Same.
Kind of more often than, you know,
right.
Really wanting the, Colin was telling me that he took Nora to the store recently and she just really wanted the beef ramen noodles.
Okay, sure.
And so I was like, and so I actually was like, oh, why didn't you get them? Because like, we do eat ramen noodles at my house. Like, we can switch it up. We can get beef instead of chicken.
Okay.
But yeah, he didn't, which is also fine. Like, we don't, just because we see something in the store doesn't mean that we need it. But also just did kind of make me chuckle because I was like, okay, well.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny. But, like, picking your battles is so funny because, like, one day I'd be like, absolutely. And the next I'd be like, no, definitely not. Like, for the same thing that they request. It just, again, depends on my mood, I guess.
Kind of finish this topic off with a little last quote from the article, if that's okay. But it also said, in a way, mothers know each other's hearts. When you strip away labels or titles of any kind, our hearts have the same core values and mission. Keep our babies safe and loved. And while that may sound easy, it is anything but.
Yeah, I love that so much. It's so true. And it's like you were saying at the beginning of the episode that there's just so many different ways to mother. And there's so many really honestly like controversial topics and things that are so easy to judge each other about. But at the end of the day, yeah, we just want our babies to be safe and loved. And we're all doing our very best. And we can't do it alone.
Yes. And Grace and I would love to encourage you this week to find a way to be a helper or a source of encouragement to another mom. Because, yeah, like Grace said, like, we can't do it alone. We want to kind of just dive right into the switch up your dinner rotation. So hopefully you maybe tried out one of our suggested recipes from last week. Like Grace mentioned in our previous episode, her recipes tend to be pretty carb conscious. Mine are not. So balance.
Yeah.
So I do have a pasta bake recipe that I want to share. I am not going to go into the nitty gritty of the recipe like I did with weighing my mayonnaise and pesto last time. My husband thought I sounded a little crazy, but that's what we're doing over here. Yeah. But so this is a chicken and spinach pasta bake. This recipe, like, if you go to the link, honestly, it may make you chuckle. It's giving Blogspot vibes.
Oh, nice.
Without it saying Blogspot in the URL. Sure. If anyone remembers
the Blogspot days. Oh, who doesn't? Of course.
So yeah, this is an older recipe from 2013. Still solid, though. One of my friends and her husband actually came over recently, and I made this recipe because when we were roommates, I made this recipe then as well, and I just remember my friend loved it. And I've like taken it to her house before, granted not as many times as I probably should have, but I knew she was coming over and I knew she loved it, so hopefully you love it too. So like I probably already said, it's chicken and spinach pasta bake. So it calls for pasta, obviously. I normally do rotini and penne, and then butter, onion, garlic. It does call for chive and onion cream cheese, which is not a typical ingredient in my fridge. So if I make this recipe, I normally will make it like, make it 1 week and then make it two weeks later, just so that I use up all of that chive and onion cream cheese, because I usually only use half of it each time. And then like sour cream, or you can be a little bit healthier and substitute plain Greek yogurt, milk, Parmesan cheese, mozzarella cheese, salt, pepper, spinach, and chicken, of course, and then some cherry tomatoes. So one thing I will say is my oldest loves a white sauce. So, which is interesting, because I feel like my house growing up, we were a big meat sauce family. But if it's a white sauce, my oldest daughter basically will just guarantee love it. So that's a win for this, because it is a white sauce. And then I just love that there's spinach and cherry tomatoes in it as well. So it makes me feel like it's a little bit ish on the healthier side. So it makes me just feel good knowing that she's getting some spinach in and tomato, since it's covered in any white sauce that she loves. So
sounds good.
That's what I've got.
Sounds great. My recipe for the week is just a baked chicken meatball. I literally had to look up a recipe for this in case anyone wants it, but I frequently buy. Okay, great. I usually, like, weekly on my weekly pickup order, I get a couple pounds of ground chicken and make these and just keep them in the fridge all week. So yeah, I usually do like 2 pounds of ground chicken, throw in some breadcrumbs, eggs, and then season however I want and bake them in the oven. And they're a big hit around here. I usually serve them up with like some roasted veggies. And I can also, like, you know, you could also serve them with like rice or mashed potatoes or whatever else you wanted. But that is what I've got for this week.
That sounds delicious. I feel like I don't do meatballs very often because in my head, I think that they're really time consuming.
Okay.
Rolling the meatballs. But I think I probably just need to get that idea out of my head.
Well, yeah, just use a meatball scoop.
That would probably make things a little bit quicker.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
And then consistent size as well. You're even right. Cooking.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we need. Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you just use probably just what, a cookie dough scoop?
Yeah.
Okay. I may need a bigger one because my meatballs would be on the smaller side.
Yeah, I use a bigger. I think it's like a, it's a giant cookie scoop.
Basically. Okay. Well, yeah. You know what? I'll take a photo of one for my Christmas list.
Okay. So you'll have one in several months. Okay, cool.
So until then, I'll keep rolling by hand. But no, I do love meatballs. I sometimes think they take too long. But yeah, no, I just need a scoop. Sweet.
There you go. Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this week of Full Time Moms. You can find us on Instagram at Full Time Moms Podcast for highlights from the show. Please follow or subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review so we can grow our community. We'll catch up again next Wednesday. Until then, we're rooting for you.
You go, girl.